on CliffCentral.com. Black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish. Black and Jewish, black and Jewish. Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is. Black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish. Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is. My nose and ass, they're both big. Yeah, uh-huh, screaming fuck a hater. Sipping OD at my Passover Seder. Reppin' for my parents, when you see me, you know everything. Mom, eat the filter fish while pouring Don. Soon as I hit the shoot, I go so hard. I'm Rosh Hashanah, I'll blow the shofar. Get my hair did, reading the Torah. I'm thugged out, I set my enemies with the menorah. And I got the pedal to the metal, cruising in my minivan, coming straight up out the shadow. Hear my grandma talk, but there's nothing you can tell her. We on the way to meet up with our Jewish diamond seller. She trying to set me up, but I'm breaking hearts. Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is. My nose and ass, they're both big. I use hot sauce on my laps and bagels. We on the corner, shooting dreidel. Reppin' for my parents, when you see me, you know everything. Black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish. Shut it down, had my bar mitzvah at KFC. Black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish. Got a call from my rabbi, this just in. There's a great deal on kosher chicken. Wearing big glasses, but I'm chic though. My bar mitzvah was cracking all week, ho. I'm sipping quick, ho.
Welcome to the all new show by the Afro Yiddish Princess called Pan African Connect. Quite a big show to follow after Mr. Trevor Gumbi. Yeah, just to clarify a few things. Yes, I do love you, Mr. Trevor Gumbi. No, I'm not his side babe. I have way too much respect for his wife. But yeah, I guess the rest of the other things that he said were true. Great show. very uncut, uncensored. My show is totally different. It's a new series which we started called Pan-African Connect, where we're going to be looking at all four corners of the continent, talking about food, decor, travel, music, anything and everything that is African. And so what we're going to start off today, we're going to start off in the DRC, and particularly looking at music that comes from the DRC. And I'm going to be speaking to two phenomenal artists by the name of Mapumbo Chilombo and Grace Kelly Kalasa, who's also a TV presenter and a model and a songstress who lives in Democratic Republic of Congo. But before we go into the nitty-gritties, take a listen to this. This is by Mapumbo Chilombo, If You've Never.
Batonyoso ya Africa. Boyoka Nabiso is a lagaraka boy. Nabiso is a lagaraka boy. Talabango. Talabango. Bana Nabiso.
Beautiful, beautiful sounds of Mapumbo Chilombo. Welcome to the show titled Pan-African Connect brought to you by the Afro-Yiddish Princess. My name is Rosie Motene. Welcome to the show for the next hour. If you want to phone in to us, our number is 0861-555-189. Otherwise, on Twitter at cliffcentral.com. Otherwise, my Twitter handle is princessrtm. Or you can send us a message on WeChat, and of course, it's Cliff Central. For those of you who have just tuned in, this is a show where we look at all four corners of the continent, whether it's food, travel, decor, music, politics, activism, anything that is pan-African. And today I'm focusing on the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, otherwise known as République Démocratique du Congo. And we're going to be looking at the music types that they come out of this cultural and country which is rich in tradition and so many beautiful things. And I'm going to be speaking to two phenomenal musicians, one Mapumba Chilombo, who is Congolese-born and he's been living in South Africa, and then another one who is Grace Kelly Kalasa, who's based in the DRC and went into a music industry a little bit later on in her career, but also produces different type of music to what Mapumba is all about. But on the line, we have Mr. Chilombo. How are you, sir? Mapumba.
I am great. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Thank you for taking time out.
Thank you for having me. I'm very privileged to be here right now with you on this beautiful show. I'm loving the songs you're playing.
Well, you know, it's by this amazing artist. Now, Maps, you were born in the DRC, but you spent a lot of time in Zambia and traveling the continent, and then, of course, you resided in South Africa.
Yes.
Your time in the DRC, I remember many, many years ago you spoke about growing up with your grandmother telling you traditional stories and telling you traditional songs. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. You know, Central African traditions, especially Baluba culture, which is where I am from, you grow up being told stories, you know, being passed on stories of your legacy and your clan and just the story of you in whatever way they give it to you in whatever version. So my grandmother was one of those ladies who loved to tell about the stories about how she traveled and how her family and the legacy. And a lot of times all of it came with song and music and performance, you know, just kind of make it all nice and good. So that was my upbringing mostly with her and you know, further on with my mother. But yeah, mostly with my grandmother, my father's mother.
So it was almost like a tale of African storytelling, but also done through traditional song, cultural, and so forth.
Exactly. You know, it's the beauty of the tradition that I personally really love, because you know, every story has its angles, and when it's told by voice and song and legend and mysticism and all of that, you know, when it's told in that way, it lives in you, it survives in you as an image that you can carry on and also tell further to your children. So that's how my grandmother used to always tell it to us.
I mean, we all know every country and every community changes through the time and so forth. But is that tradition still carried on now? Are relaying the story down to the different generations?
I don't think so. I don't believe so. I don't have proof for it, but you know, honestly, I'm in my 30s, and the generation that we grew up on, we were pretty much the last generation to receive that kind of handed down, because it's handing down with respect and the honor to tradition and the value and the privilege of being the one told the story. Or when it's stored and how it's stored, all those little nuances.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were really carried on like that as a tradition. So that form of it, I don't see that happening anymore. I don't meet people, younger people, that would tell me that they've also experienced that. A lot of it is just stored, maybe, I guess, in other ways, which is like a new, you know, more technological way.
Yeah.
But the tradition of it, the beauty of being in the space of listening to your parents and their tone and their story and almost seeing in their eyes how they saw the world in that time. It's not happening anymore.
Yeah, and it almost loses its passion and feel of what the stories are about.
Exactly. You know, to just get that energy of the right, like, you can almost go travel. She let you travel to her time. You know, when into our time, when life was how it was in our time, and by the way she tells the story.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore, I don't think so.
Yeah. Now, moving on to, I mean, you play, besides the singing, and we'll move on to the type of singing and the genre your music falls under, but you are a phenomenal guitarist. Where did your training come from?
Self-taught. right wow. from the beginning. Yeah, right from the beginning, when I knew, you know, music was really what I would have loved to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the stories of our families, you always have to please dad and do something technological.
So it happens in every African household. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you have to, you know, yeah. Otherwise, you know, you probably won't get a chance to do anything else. So I self-taught the guitar from the beginning and piano
mm-hmm.
and a bit of percussion all along. So over the years, it's just been, you know, working at it until I'm still working at it,
yeah.
hopefully.
Well, that's the beauty about being an artist form is that you're always continuously learning a new technique, a new craft, yes. adapting to what you already know.
Yeah, exactly. Just add on to what you already know, and hopefully, and the thing is, if you love something, you know, it's not work anymore, and that makes even more.
Yeah,
more,
love what you do, and you never work another day in your life.
Exactly.
Now, what is so extraordinary about you is that you not only sing in English and French, which is, I suppose, the predominant language in DRC and West Francophone of Africa, but also in Chuluba and Swahili. Where did you learn those other two languages?
Yeah, Swahili is what I learned growing up in the town I was born in, because I was born in Kolwezi, which mm-hmm. is south of the Congo. And Swahili is spoken, and of course, many people don't know this, but it's all the way from Tanzania, Kenya, Burundi, Uganda, all the whole of eastern area that ever traded in the time of the Swahili trade, all of them have ended up speaking Swahili.
Oh, wow.
So the whole of southern Congo, which is Katanga, the province, is Swahili. So I was born in that, but my heritage, my blood heritage, tribal heritage is Luba. So my mother and my father spoke Chiluba, and we learned from them.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother stored the stories in Chiluba, so I know that.
Yeah.
And so musically, it was automatic that I was going to learn to write, or at least get to appreciate the values of Chiluba artistry, which is music, of course, and voice, and the musical kind of tonalities.
Yeah.
So
was meant that we're talking about 2 decades ago. Are they is the language still spoken? Is the language still taught in those different regions?
Oh yes. Chiluba is spoken, like the language itself is Chiluba language, Luba language, is spoken in the whole of Central Africa.
Yeah.
The Kasai people, the people called the Kasai, speak Luba language. They are all descendants of the Luba Empire, Luba Lunda Empire. Yeah. So the language is very widely spoken, millions in fact.
Mm.
And the Swahili is also very well spoken by millions too. So those were the languages that I grew up speaking and knowing, and they just eventually got themselves into the music. And the English, after Zambia and South Africa, it was automatic for me to do that.
It all just flowed into one.
Sorry?
I'm saying it all just flowed into one after you crossed the different borders.
Exactly. And I love the fact that I can see myself, you know, all of these are, this is my history.
Mm.
But right now I see myself as an African first. So Pan-African is pretty much the way I like to see everything. So one day I'd like to write in Yoruba, one day I'd like to write in... I've written in Xhosa, by the way. I've collaborated in other languages, so it would be nice to just like make a whole African language.
Well, I'm going to talk to you when we speak to Grace Kelly later on about the type of collaborations that you'd like to do. But moving on to the genre of music, how would you... What genre do you classify your music in?
For the iTunes classification, I'd say world music.
Right, and for a virgin ear, how would you turn world music?
World music, you know, these days they say world music is music of where you come from, but then with a touch of something that the world can recognize.
So right.
You have like in my side is African,
mm-hmm.
but then all nicely blended with something that you can pick up from. So it can be funk, it can be a little bit of soul, a little bit of just generic pop songwriting type of.
Right.
Of tones, yeah, but you get to feel that Africanism in it. You get to feel like it's from the continent.
And then when it comes down to writing a song, and I want you to specifically talk about your track Mimi, Because I mean, okay. I love all of your music, but there's always those, you know, there's always like with every album, there's always like one or two that always stand out for you. And I don't know what you're singing about. So what was the inspiration behind Mimi?
Mimi was really, it's actually a prayer. Mm-hmm. Mimi as a song is a prayer to God. So thanking him for giving me my guitar and the life of music that I've been given. And hopefully, and yeah, so just me being thankful and like in a prayer moment of gratitude. So the inspiration was just sitting there and going inside and just saying, wow.
Giving thanks.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think our listeners deserve to get a bit of an understanding. And we're just going to play a track called Mimi. And then we'll come back to you, and I want to talk about your other albums.
Okay.
Mimi na piga santi sana kwa kunipanjia hii baba. Ewe Mungu wangu kuye na mi kwa kama ini mwanzo we. Gidari njo maisha yangu, Mungu ashikuni peke bure, joki leta imba mpaka mwisho wa maisha yangu we. Kumbi wewe unisikie mimi wewe, fata kile roho inapenda, kwani kile Mungu alikupa kitafanya ufurahi na Mungu baba naye atapenda wewe mama la 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 wewe na 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 la 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 sikia la 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 twimbe la 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 twimbe wewe la 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 sikia mama.
Now that you've given me the description and told me what it's about, I totally understand and I can feel the gratitude within the song. Thank you.
Thank you.
So moving forward, Maps, I mean, you've been in the music scene in South Africa. I mean, we've known each other for over 10 years now. You know, a lot of people would know you from the days when you were in Johannesburg at Moyo, and then you were in Cape Town, and you were in producing and doing a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. The way forward, where do you think African music, particularly DRC music, or rather Pan-African music, where do you think our position is in terms of what's been put out there in the world?
Right now, I think it's in the limbo, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We've, you know, Africa has never run short of talent.
Yeah.
But the way the world is moving, we do need to step onto the platform of system and what and how the world is serving music.
Yeah.
You know, in the 70s, Congo was one of the most prominent. It actually was the prominent exporter of music with Rambo, Makiadi, and Tabula and the crew. And then later on, it went to Ghana and Nigeria. And so it's been moving around the continent a bit over the years. But then things have changed very fast in the last 10 years. I mean, at least for as long as I've been in the music business myself.
Mm.
And at this point, we are in the limbo where we've got to figure out a way of actually making it stick as an industry or as a place where art can be exposed, first of all, in the right way, in the nice way.
Yeah.
In the way where
but also on a proper business platform, you know, it's not,
yes,
you
exactly.
know, to be given the seriousness and the respect of any other artist,
exactly.
you know,
exactly.
and it's great that artists like Youssou N'Dour and Salif Keita are known around the world, but there's so much other African talent that's here that people don't even know about, you know, and the different sounds.
And when you say respect, it's respect from both sides, not necessarily only business respect, but also artistic respect.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
People like Youssou N'Dour, yes, they did fantastic jobs, but they were like just one guy representing, you know, thousands of guys that could also use the same platform. So
yeah.
You're right. Actually, the thing is, we are in the right space in the right time to be able to do that too, because the world has also got their eyes on Africa.
Yeah. Suddenly the world's realized Africa's sexy. It's taken us a couple of decades.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we better work on our sexiness, you know?
Yeah. But now collaborations. Where are we going to go? I mean, you mentioned that you want to do something closer. Where else would you like to go? If you had a wish list, who would you like to collaborate with?
Oh, man. You know, we have time for this on this show, because I just love everything from this earth. You know, it's amazing. First of all, Grace would be great to collaborate with. We got to get something together, girl,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's about time. But Grace is coming up next, by the way, on the show.
Yeah.
But on the continent, to really be nice, first of all, go back and pay homage to the guys that have done it, the Salif Keita, the Luambo, the Kofi Olomide, and the guys doing it very well right now, like Fally and, Jay Martins. And of course, you know, the Nigerian guys, Jay Martin was also pretty good. And P-Square, the guys. You know, I remember featuring their video on Channel O well back when.
Yeah.
P-Square. So all those guys, I'd like to really work with them a lot.
Yeah.
And the one that I'd like to work with, which is not going to happen, but it will happen in the long run, is work a lot with music with Ethiopia, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of Ethiopian stuff. Like the Tivitas, their music is really nice. So take that and bring it into whatever that the Congo can provide. And let me just make a quick point. I do perform, but I also really enjoy producing. And from a place of production, that's where you don't have to put your name on something. So you can do various different things around music and just put the production skills to it and just impart your whatever that you know about music.
Yeah.
And for me, that is actually the future, the direction where after another year or two of just being a performer, I would like to see that I do a lot more production so that I can impart as much as I've learned.
Well, that's the important thing, you know, it's not just about having a mic and having an engineering degree. You know what I mean? You've got to have the passion. You've got to know all four corners of what the industry is about. And I think that you've captured that.
Thank you. And I'm still capturing. And, you know, it's a journey. It continues to be a journey. And if it stops being a journey, then that's my death off this planet, I believe. Because when you stop learning, that's when you just got to, you know,
absolutely.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I think when we get to the stage where it's about producing, I'm really very passionate about producing as well.
Yeah.
Because then you kind of start bringing out music and references for guys that just want to say, okay, what really can be done with African music in one context or the other, you know?
Yeah.
And there's so much that still hasn't been done. And everybody's sleeping on it because they just want to make money.
I can say that. No, you had to say it. It's the truth. I'm sorry, we're going to have to, I was hoping that we could chat with Grace Kelly, but we can't have you both on air. But what my wish is that we get to the point where we actually do create the collaboration between Grace Kelly and you, and seeing where that's going, because her sound and her feel is very, very different to yours, and our listeners will hear that in a couple of minutes.
That's the flavor.
Quick one. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Tele Jai.
Telejai.
What is that about?
Telejai is a legend song. Actually, my grandmother used to sing to me that. It's a calling of the Baluba people.
Okay.
Mamuwe, mamuwa, banunyana, benaba, mamuwa, wewa, kajia, kajia, kajia. Yeah, so it's actually a story about a child who is a story about respecting your parents and loving them and knowing that they are special in your life.
Yeah.
So if I have to go through the whole story, it's gonna take the whole show. But ultimately, to say this child took the mother and hid the mother in the tree because others killed their mothers, but this child preserved the mother and eventually ripped the fruit of love from her and all her caretaking for the rest of his life.
Beautiful.
So Kelly Zaimwana, we listen to that child. The child who cherishes the parents.
Beautiful. Mapuma Cholombo, thank you very much. I'm going to put up your details on my Twitter and Facebook page for bookings and so forth. But stay blessed, keep shining, keep climbing, and we'll look out for your next collaborations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. You stay blessed for sure. Thank you. And yeah, we look forward to it too.
Take care.
Have a beautiful day.
You too, darling.
You too.
kujajaja Nganga tamamu wanye Ngayakateka mumpokolo Mumpokolo muchikaye Muchiwaka tomabela Muchikanyu nikakuse mutwe Kachishinga lenga lenga Mamu wanyinyita bakwe Mamu wabalumyana Teleza kumwanebe Teleza kumwaneba Mamu we, mamu wabalumyana Vena bamba mwabwe bakaja kujajaja Nangata mamu wanye ingayakateka mumpokolo Mumpokolo muchikaye muchi wakatangabela Muchikanyunika kunze mutwe kachishinga lenga lenga Mamu wanyinyita bakwe mamu wabalumyana Teleza kumwanebe
Teleza kumwanebe
Teleza kumwanebe
Teleza kumwanebe
Teleza kumwanebe
CliffCentral.com. iStore employs real people who love Apple products and sell Apple products. Like the Apple iPhone 6 and the Apple iPhone 6 Plus. So if you're looking to upgrade and going somewhere that doesn't specialize in Apple seems silly, it's because it is. Especially since you can take out or upgrade any contract on any network at iStore, even if you took it out somewhere else. iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
Pan-African Connect on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Rosie Motena, a.k.a. the Afro-Yiddish Princess. My show is called Pan-African Connect, where we connect all four corners of the continent, talking to people about culture, tradition, music, fashion, everything, anything that is beautiful about our beautiful continent. And today we've been focusing on the DRC, and I spoke to early on a phenomenal performer called Mapumba Cholombo, and he spoke about his rich heritage from being taught from his grandmother about tradition, about music, about cultures, and how he's transcended that into his singing and his work. And phenomenal performer who sings in English, French, Swahili and Chiluba. He plays the guitar, percussion, name it. If you ever want to book him for one of his bookings, for one of your events, you can book him on info@wakaagency.biz. Of course, this will be uploaded on my Twitter and Facebook pages. But if you want to contact us or call in, the number is 0861-555-189. Otherwise, on Twitter, we are cliffcentral.com. And of course, my Twitter handle is princessrtm. While we get Grace Kelly on the line, I want to play you one of her tracks, very different to what we've been listening to, but just so you can get a taste. Okay, so we're having a few problems now. Speaking about Grace Kelly, she was born in the DRC. She's also a musician. She's also a TV presenter. In fact, she was one of the presenters on Mnet's show Studio 53, which looked at food, decor, travel on the African continent. And, of course, she was the field reporter representing the DRC. And then she went into modeling, into fashion, and then decided to follow one of her dreams and bite the bullet and decided to record one of her songs. So we're going to see if we got her on the line. Do we have her on the line yet? Yep, let's put Grace Kelly on.
Yes, hello.
Bonjour, bonjour. How are you, darling?
Bonjour. I'm good and you?
Very, very good. So nice to hear you, baby. So now, when I first met you a couple of years ago, you were just a TV presenter, finding your feet in this crazy industry and so forth. What made you move into music?
Well, listen, I've always loved music. Since a little girl, I've been composing since the age of 12. So music has been with me through it all.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for the right opportunity. Mm-hmm. To kind of open up and do it.
And how would you describe your type of music?
You know, that's the question that every time I get asked that, I'm like, they're trying to put me in the box. I grew up in South Africa. I moved since 89. So I grew up with singers like Rebecca, Brenda Fassie, Tracy Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will call it world music. It's a mixture of pop, mm-hmm. from what I ask, because I ask people, what kind of music do you think I do? So it's a mixture of pop, of R&B, of some African, because I want to stay authentic to African music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say world music, world international. I don't know if you've got a name.
No, it's I like what you said, is that you don't want to be put into a box. So it's your type of music. It's Grace Kelly's music. But now, in terms of the music industry back home, what is the state of the music industry? Mm-hmm. Is it moving towards pop? Are people moving to or keeping with the traditional cultural form? Where is the state of music in DRC?
Listen, I think that especially now, I'm in Kinshasa. I live in Lubumbashi. Mm-hmm. But Kinshasa is like the main city, and you can see that there's a big exchange in terms of music from artists from outside and here.
Mm-hmm.
They are opening up. We are still using the traditional language,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is like, you know, the mark of the Congolese music.
Right.
But there is a great evolution. I think they are inspired by artists from outside, and they do it by being traditional in the lyrics, the language that they use.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the production quality and the production value, is it on par with the rest of the world? I mean, is your music being exported internationally?
Oh, yes, definitely. Just thinking of, there's a new artist, Fally Ipupa. Well, he's been in the music industry a while ago, but he's been working with international artists. No, like Mohimbi, they are working. I mean, they've been in concerts in America and in Europe. So now there is an exposure. They are going forward. They want to mix. And I think that is their first thing.
And then I remember you came to South Africa to shoot one of your music videos. What was the reason behind you? You actually traveling to SA to shoot your video? Because I mean, I'm going to talk about that.
In terms of quality, I did do my video here,
mm-hmm.
but obviously, I think that I was looking for something different in expertise. Actually, you're right, that I wouldn't actually find here,
mm-hmm.
necessarily find here. So I wanted something different, and you know, when you work with camera teams and production teams, there's a whole mental, you know, there's a whole way of seeing things, you know. There's obviously here, if you work with people that haven't necessarily been outside and traveled and, you know, been around, they will be closed-minded as compared to the ones who are more exposed to that world, who have been involved in the music industry for longer. So, like I said, Congo is rising, but slowly.
We're going to take a short break now. Okay, we're just going to take a short break now quickly, and then we'll continue with the interview.
Great.
Pan-African Connect on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Pan African Connect with the Afro Yiddish Princess, and I'm speaking to the beautiful songstress Grace Kelly, all the way from DRC. Moving into your music,
yes.
I love most of your music is very, very positive, you know. And I want to talk about the one track, "I Am in Love." Where did the inspiration for that come from?
Well, I think it's my law of attraction, my way of attracting love into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, when I wrote this song, it's not being in a happy place. You know, I think I was maybe in a dark place, but it inspired me to look for something greater and something bigger, you know, something that, just like the song mentioned, love.
Yeah.
I was looking for love.
Yeah. But you also, and then also, I like what you said, was that you admitted to the fact that you were in a dark place and you needed to move forward from that.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you record that? Did you record that back home, or was it recorded in South Africa?
So all my songs I record here in Congo.
Okay.
I only did one video in South Africa, the second one, Celebrate Life. But all the rest are done here with a local team, with artists.
Yeah.
And like you said, I want to inspire people. So that's, I want to write to inspire. I want to use my story and the stories that I see to help others going through. And I just think that you're not the only one, and you can still look up and, you know, there'll still be the sunshine sometimes, you know.
Well, it's important for women from across Africa to talk about. You don't necessarily have to be an activist, but talk about and try and inspire, because guaranteed one of your incidences or experiences of life, somebody else is going to be able to relate to. Moving on to women from DRC, what is the state of or rather, where do women stand in terms of the music industry in DRC?
Sadly, which is a great thing being in Lubumbashi, where we don't have a lot of women being artists or being singers. So I'm like a little star there.
You're not a little star, and you're a bright, shining star.
And then, exactly, I love it. And then the fact that, in Congo, they say I'm South African.
Mm.
You know, it's
wow.
It's a good and a bad thing, but the fact that I come with a different culture, a different style, it's very positive. But unfortunately, they don't have a great, they're not moving yet, you know, as much as men. So even in my painting, in my art, everybody's like, wow, you know, she's a woman and she can do that. It's, there is potential. I think we just need to wake up, you know, and stand up and rise.
Yeah. I actually want to talk about your art and your painting, but I just want the listeners to just have a sneak peek into your music, because we sorted out our technical glitch. But this is I Am in Love.
Into your eyes to melt away with
beautiful, beautiful lyrics by Grace Kelly Kalasa, Am in Love. Languages. I see most of your songs you sing in English. Are you going to be crossing over at any time?
Yes, we what?
Are you going to be planning to sing in any other language, like for instance in French or any other language?
Oh yes, yes, definitely. Yes, definitely. I have to, especially being in Congo. I think a lot of people have asked me to do something more national. Mm-hmm. So it's something I have to work on, and for that I would love to collaborate with local artists. It's definitely in plan.
Yeah. Before we move on to your artwork and your painting, I said to Mapumba earlier on, what would be his wish list? If he had a wish list of who he could collaborate with, anybody in the world, who would it be?
In terms of painting?
No. In terms of collaborating or singing. By the way, the first person he mentioned was that he wants to collaborate with you. So I said, well, that we can make happen. But I mean, in terms of your brand, who would you want to collaborate in songs with?
Oh, wow. there are so many. There are so many artists. Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you who. I'm sad to not have an answer. But I don't know. It would have to be someone maybe who speaks a different language.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go for you. Oh, David Guetta. Exactly, David Guetta.
Wow, beautiful.
I would love to do it. Yes. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, in the last segment of our show, let's look at your artwork and your painting. Mm-hmm. What type of painting, first of all, do you do?
I'm an acrylic person. I do abstract, I do nude. And I use a lot of colors, always coming from darkness and reaching out to light.
Yeah, basically a replica of your life story.
My signature.
Yeah, that's your signature style. And yes. Where do you get your inspiration from?
For my own first, for myself, first on my own life, my own story, and then. Obviously, you know, a painting is like, I was talking about the law of attraction. It's about attracting something into your life. So I would do it also according to other people's lives.
Yeah.
According to what they want, to what they want to attract, to what, yeah. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Your the recent song that you did, and you did your music video here in South Africa, Life. What is that about? And once again, I mean, obviously your inspiration came from you, but it's just got such a beautiful ring to it. I mean, tell us the story of that. How did that journey happen?
That song, we actually lost a friend a couple of years ago, about 2-3 years ago, with him we were in South Africa, and he was so young, and I was so hurt, and I thought, you know, I should write a song about celebrating life, because I think that when someone passes away, when I go to the cemetery, the only thing I'm reminded is life. You've got to celebrate. You've got to live it now, because you actually don't know.
Yeah, we don't know how much time we have.
Celebrate life.
I'm saying nobody knows how much time we each have. So celebrate it while we're here.
Exactly. And that was my message, was like, I will fall, I will cry, I will, just talking about this, yesterday I was weeping my heart out, I was crying my black like an 8-year-old. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with my life, what am I going to do? And then, you know, that's not a stage in me there, and I felt great, and I prayed, and it's about getting in touch with yourself. So I just wanted to make people aware of that we are alive, and this in the present is now. It's now, and you've got to celebrate now.
Yeah.
Now.
Beautiful. Live in the now, darling. Yeah. So what are the future plans for Grace Kelly, besides becoming one of the world's rising stars?
Yes, I want to be able to excel in all my art, because I don't only paint, I do fashion design. And then, because I was thinking now, Grace, you're 33, and what if you didn't have to do all that, what would you do? Who would you be? And I'm like, okay, I want to do something else. I want to become a businesswoman.
You know, but you already are.
My art and, you know, me loving.
You already are a businesswoman,
it has to be stronger. I have to fail. I want to excel in my business skills, no, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
In different fields.
Absolutely.
As well.
You know, like I mentioned to Mapumba earlier on, is that as artists, we have the privilege that we can always be constantly learning. You know, we might perfect what we're going to do, but we can always work on that. We can always add on that. And so although you say that you need to learn a lot more, you've done a lot because you're handling your brand pretty well. I mean, you're doing a lot of different things. And the fact that it isn't popular or it isn't mainstream for women to be doing that in DRC, I think you deserve a pat on the back for that.
Yeah.
So believe in yourself more, my darling.
Yes.
Brilliant.
I am.
Thank you so much for your time. I will be posting all of your details on my Facebook and Twitter page. If anyone wants to get in contact with you regarding your artwork, regarding your music, hiring you for an event or so forth. And we look forward to that collaboration that you and Mapumba will hopefully have in time coming very, very soon.
Yes, me too. I want to wish you a happy birthday. I didn't forget. I'm sending you love.
God bless
you. And thank you, and continue to inspire the world, because that is your mission, to inspire us.
God bless you.
So, courage. Be strong.
Thank you, my darling. A biento. Thank you very much.
I love you, Rosie.
Love you too, baby.
Talk to you soon.
Listen Bye-bye. To Life by Grace Kelly Kalasa. Absolutely had to end off the song, the show with that song, Life by Grace Kelly Kalasa, all the way from DRC. I can't believe an hour's already gone. Thank you very much for listening. This is the first of the series called Pan-African Connect, where we talk to people from across the continent on any topic, anything that's interesting, anything that's positive. Or if it's something negative, let's try and turn it into a positive. Today we focused on the DRC. Next week, please tune in the same time. We're going to be looking at Zambia. And I'm going to be profiling a phenomenal man called Chishala Chitoshi Jr., who's not only a lawyer, but also started one of the first radio stations in Kitwe, which is on the Copper Belt in Zambia. And also a well-known international DJ who gets flown all around the world to play his type of music and I suppose, evoke happiness in crowds. So tune in, please. Send me a message via Facebook, Rosie Mutene or Princess RTM. If you like the show, hated the show, want advice, have ideas of who we should maybe profile or what we should profile on the show, please do. Open to all of that criticism. Try and keep it nice, but I am open to criticism. Until next week, have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening. I am the Afro-Yiddish Princess. Speak to you next week, 3 to 4.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.